tree is too strong, so the parents are falling off. So to put stones around it, that takes away the strength, that's okay. El Asaikra B'Sikra, to make a red mark around it, Amai, how can you do it? So Mara says, Ki Heichad Lefchazi Inshi, you want people to see it. Fli Boy Rachma, they should daven, the Tanim Glam this, supposed to Tama Tama Ikra. So, Ladi Rabban, Rabban Bakshma Lech Rachman, supposed to tell people when you Tame, people should daven for you. So, Chaymish, you're a Dovah Tzorach, anything happens to you, bad. So, Ladi Rabban, tell people about it. Rabban Bakshma Lech Rachman, they should daven for you. Ravina Kaman Talinan Kufsna Badikla, Kaman Ki Aitana. Kufsna Badikla says, Eshkol Tumon used to hang up a cluster of figs, of dates, on this as a symbol that the parents are falling off. In order that people should daven for you. That's not called Daki Amari. You're making a sign that people should see the tree is sick, that something's wrong here, and everybody should come to daven for you. That's mutter, that's allowed to do. That's not called Daki Amari. Yehadin Lecha Beim Makasha. All right, we'll continue on the other side. Turn over, we'll continue on.
Yehon Lafayin Ches, Yehon Perich. This mission says, Oisav Yes B'nei Noye Gedein Boretz, that Halacha, you can't shech the mother and its kid the same day. You can't shech to the second one the same day. Whichever one you shech first, okay, that you shech first. The second one you can't shech the same day, you have to wait for the next day. So this Halacha applies Noye Gedein Boretz, where you know it's Yisrael, Gedein B'chus Loretz, B'chus Loretz Pshita, because it's a mitzvah in the Gavra, not in the Yoretz, B'chus Loretz Pshita. The Fnei Habayis, the Shred of Fnei Habayis, whether we have the Beis Midish, whether it's Manazalel of the Beis Midish. Still, it applies to Sisa today, you can't shech the mother and the kid the same day. Bachulin, whether both of them are Chulin, or the Mikdashim, whether both of them are Kabbanis, doesn't make a difference. So we'll see in the Gemara why, but this is applies to both Chulin and to Kachim. Now, Ketzer, how do the Lachas apply? So it's like this. Ha Sheikhit Oisev Yes B'nei. If you shech the mother, and the kid, Chulin, that both of them are Chulin, they're not Mekudoshim, and you do it Achutz, you shech them outside, and no more Shechit outside. So Rochel is Shneim Kshayim. They're both Shechit of the Mais is Kosher, and you're not eat from it. Just for Hashem, you serve the Kesabayim. The second Shechit, you overlap a waste of Yes B'nai, and for that you get Malkus. Rashi says, Mishum Lav, the waste of Yes B'nai, he says, Meshich to be a Mechud. So now it doesn't make a difference whether you shech the mother first or whether you shech the kid first. It doesn't make a nafkamina. But the mice of the shechit is kosher though. It's a kosher shechita. Just that you over Malkus for the other. What's going to be kochim bachutz? Let's say they're both kochim, the mother and the kid, and you shech them both outside bachutz. You over nisa shechut echutz. Slochel is a rishon chayv koros, but this first one you shechted, that animal, whichever one you shechted, the mother or the kid first, it was waiting for korban. So therefore you chayv koros, but the lochel is a shneim psulim, both of them are potful, you can't eat from both of them, or shneim sofim esabayim, and both of them you get malchus. For the first one you get malchus for shchut echutz, since you shechted the outside, for that you get malchus, and who are then, since you're over and over shchut echutz, that's the psalm kachim, if the kachim is possible, you can eat from it. Now the second one, you're not chayav koros, because the second one is called the mechusel zman, you weren't allowed to shech the tray anyway, because once you shech the mother, you can't shech the kid. So therefore, you're not over here for shchut echutz. Shchut echutz is only a korban that is supposed to be brought inside, you're not allowed to shech the outside. But here, since you can't shech the tray inside anyway, so you're not chayav koros for shechting it bachutz. By korban, you get malchus, because the mice it's shchut echutz, that's where you get malchus. And it's possible, also because it's kachim in the shecht of the outside, so it's possible you can eat from it. Yeah. Right, that's going to be chulin bifanim. Let's say both of them, the mother and the kid, were both a regular chulindik animal, the chulindik. But you shecht them both inside the Beis HaMikdash. So that was again shneim psulim. If you shecht chulin in the Azara, so both of them become posel. That's lech chulin shnishpah b'yazorah. The Rashi brings that around the Gemara Kedushin that the shchit is posel. So both of them are psulim, you can't eat from them. Just in the first one, there's no malchus. For even chulin, the fadun v'avera of chulin b'fnim, there's no malchus. But the asher is sefik esabayim. On the second one, don't you get malchus? Shemayis of yes b'nei. for the Aver of Chumash Nishpa B'Azor, Rashi, that's only Nazor, it's only the Mitzvah Asay, there's no Malkus for that. Yeah, Shem Zor is a Boyim. Now what's going to be Kodshim B'Fenim? Let's say both of them were Kabonis, were Kodshim, Nishech them both inside. So Harisha and Kosher Reporter. The first one, very good, it's a Kosher Korbin, it's Kosher Nipata. The Asheni, the second Korbin Nishech today, is Sefik Yasaboyim. The mice you get Malkus for Oysav Yisbenei, or Pasuk, where the Pasuk eat, because it's considered a Mechusas man. Since you shechted the mother today, you now let her shech the kid the same day, so it's not fit to be brought for Korbin. So that a Korbin brought without a Kosher Shchita is Pasuk. What's going to be Chulin for Kodshim? Let's say one of them, the first one you shechted was Chulin, and the second one was a Korbin. So now, Bachutz, you shechted them both outside the Beis Hamikdash. So Harisha and Kosher or Potter. The first one was Chulin, very good, nothing went wrong. You shechted it outside where you're supposed to, and you're allowed to shecht, it's Kosher and Potter. If you show you the second one, that's a Korb, it's a Kochim, the mice is called the Mechus Zaman. Since you shechted the first one first, you can't shecht this one today. So therefore, Sefik Yasavon, you get the Malkus for Oysav Yasbenei. Or Possel, and it's Possel. But that's all. But a nisa of chayvi koras for shchut yichutz, that you won't have, because since it's a mechusa zman, it wasn't fit to be brought to the inside. You're not chayvi koras for shechting with the chutz. So therefore, it's just a pasul korban, and you get markers for isav yisbenei. What's going to be the opposite? Let's say you have one of them was kachim v'chulin, and again you shechted the first one kachim first, and b'chutz you shechted them both outside. So harisha the first one. Since it's a korban and it was fit to be brought inside, that yichayev koros for shchut echus shechting outside the Beis Hamikdash, yichayev koros on this. Or pesul, who again the first one is pesul, regular shchut echus yichayev and pesul. For yasheni the second one, which was chulin that he shechted bachutz, it's kosher. The shchit is a kosher or shchita, but shneim sefik yisaboyim. Here both of them you get malchus. The first one you get malchus for shchut echus, and the second one you get malchus for oisav yisbenei. Again, since the second one was Chulin, the Shchita is a Kosher Shchita, and then you get Malkus. What's going to be Chulin v'Kodshim b'Fenim? Let's say you have Chulin, your behemoth Chulin shechted that one first, and then the second one was a Kodshim, and you shechted them both b'Fenim inside the Beis Hamikdash. Halacha Shnei Chulin, both of them are Pesul. Because Chulin is shechted inside is Pesul. And then the second one, Kodshim, it's in the Chusas Man. Since you shechted the first one first, you can't shecht the second one the same day, you only shechted the next day. So that day it's called Mechusas Man, therefore it's Kodshim, it's Pesul. And the Hashem is Sefik Yasaboyim. You only get Malkus on the second one, for they are very revised of the Espinay, but the first one not, of Kodshim. So the first one is no Malkus, because the first one is only Chulin, Shenishtu, the Azor, it's only Nisra Seh, there's no love. Yeah. What's going to be again, Kodshim v'chulim b'fnim? You shechted them both inside, so Rishon, that's Kodshim, and you're allowed to shecht it, so very good, it's Kosher Potter. But the Hashem, which is chulim b'fnim, Sefik Yasaboy m'posel, you get Malkus v'yosav yisbenei, and it's posel, because since it's in a chulim b'yazara, the shchit is posel. What's going to be chulim b'achutz u'b'fnim? Both kabonim, both animals are chulim. Just the first one you shecht outside, that's good, and the second one you shecht inside. So Rishon Kosher Potter. The first one's a good shchita. It's chulin b'chutz yato. It's kosher and potter. The Hashem that became chulin b'fnim, that's Sefik Yasaboyim a posel. You get Malkus for the love of Oysav Yisbenei, and it's posel mishum chulin b'yazara. What can he kodshim b'chutz? You shecht the first one kodshim outside. U'b'fnim. Both of them are kachim, and one you shecht outside, one you shecht inside. So Rishon is chayiv koros. First one you chayiv koros v'yisa shkut echutz. Yeah, the second one you did b'fnim. But Rishneim sefkim esaboyim. Both of them you get malchus. The first one you get malchus for shkut echutz, and the second one you get malchus v'yisa shkut echutz. Rishneim psulim the both pesul. The first one goes shkut echutz, and the second one even though it's a shkut b'fnim, and it's kachim. But Mechusas Man, it wasn't fit to be brought today, so it's possible. What's going to be Chulin b'fnim u'vachutz? Both animals, both of them are Chulin, and first you check the first one inside the Beis Hamikdash. That's Navero. and the second one outside, Sarishon Tessel, Kosachunim Biazara, but a plot that is no markers for that. If you share the second one, you share the outside, the surface gets a bearing in the kosher. It's a kosher of Shchita, because the Shchita was done outside. So the Maestri get markers for every release of Yisbenai. What's going to be Kochim Befnim Uvachutz? Two of them, both of them are Kochim, Kabonis. First one is shechted inside, second one outside. So Pasha, Harisha, and Pasha, Pasha. The first one is very good, you'll have to do it that way. The Hashem, the second one, is Sefer Kesabayim Apostle. Since it's called Kochim Bachutz, so it's Apostle. But you don't get Chorus, because it's called the Mechusas Man, it wasn't fit to be brought inside today. But you get Malkus, for the very race of Esbenai. Yeah, see, Zohar Balochi is how you have the different animals with Kochim and Ois of Yisbenai. Now we must start telling about all of this. Minayin, how do we know this to say in the Ois of Yisbenai, Shinoi b'mikdoshim? How do we know it's known by Kabonis? It's maybe it's only known by Kabonis, by animals of Chulin, not of Kabonis. So Mr. Tamlem, the Pesach says, and that Yikra says, that Shor Oy Kesef Oyeis Ki Yivolid, and that's talking about what she does, it means you watch the korban ishei, that's someone that brings the korban. Or chsiv basra, right after the pasuk says again, for shor ei seis, so yes, puna resishka to be a mechad. Or shor ei sin, you can't shecht it, and it's kid the same day. So Lina comes to teach over here, alois of yes, puna ishe ner ben gudashim. But since the first pasuk, right before that, or shor ei kesef, or yes, ki volen, it's talking about kachim, and right after it says ois of yes, puna ishe, mash was talking about kachim. So when I say no v'yem, why don't I say the mukdashim in bachudim lo? So maybe it's only by kabonis. Maybe by behemus chumim. There's never says ois of yes b'nei. So when I say shor hifsik, no, it says the word shor oisir. That's hifsik. This is to say it's not only on before on kachim, but it's on both hifsik inin. So when I say if so v'yem, why don't I say bachudim in the mukdashim lo? If shor kesef is a hifsik, shor oisir. So why don't I say it's only bachudim not by kachim? It says Visho. So the Vav there. So Vav Moisav Alin Rishon. Vav comes to include here on to the first halacha that the first was talking about Kachim. Zero says Ois of Yisrael by Kachim. So the Mariy, that's how we know both. Kitz is a Hefsek and is a Vav. The Hitcher the Ois of Yisrael. But we have both by Kachim and by Chulin. Now the Gemara is, if you're learning it out from Kachim, you say, what am I saying? Ima kochim klayim loy, a behema that's klayim, that means the father and mother, two different types, one's a goat and one's a sheep, so they have a kid together, that behema, that kid is called klayim, it's kosher for korban. So why don't I say, ima kochim klayim loy, a behema klayim can't be a korban, a poistivis benoy klayim loy. Maybe when you have a mother and he gave birth to another type of a kid because the father was different men, so they had Kalayim, maybe that kid in the list of Eistos Pinoyan. If you're learning that from Kachim. How can we learn that Eistos Yes Binoy? Noy, the Kalayim, it is Noy, because even though the behemoth is a Kalayim, still was Nissa, not the Shech, the mother and the kid the same day. Over Kri, it's Nagar to a Kri is a Suffolk behemoth, Suffolk Ayah. Still it applies. The question, learn now from Kachim, why? So my answer is, well, that's one question. And the yoy, secondly, sexiv. The pasuk says here, Vayishpinu, it says the word seh, a sheep. And the Yom HaRav, Rav says usually, whenever it says the word seh, the zeh bon arba.